Welcome back to this Easter edition of Dateline Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. We now begin our special look at the history and traditions of Easter with Dateline special correspondent Sarah Von Braunick.
For more than 1,500 years, the Feast of Easter, marking the resurrection of Jesus Christ, has been the focal point of springtime for Christians around the world. Yet the Easter season is not only a Christian story, but a promise of renewal for all mankind. Come celebrate Easter with us. Let's explore the symbols and traditions of this holiday. March hares, painted eggs, lilies, the cross, and hot cross buns. Then let's head off to the White House Easter egg roll, an American tradition since 1816. Come celebrate the customs and traditions of Easter. The earliest origins of Easter, even its very name, derive from an ancient pagan festival which the Saxons observed each spring at the time of the vernal equinox, long before the birth of Christ. The festival, a celebration which marked the death of winter and the rebirth of spring, was in honor of their old German goddess of light, Oster. In the 8th century, the poetic name of Easter, meaning new beginning, was incorporated into the Christian religion's observance of Christ's resurrection, thereby blending nature's renewal with man's spiritual rebirth. Like many religious holidays, Easter has been secularized. The most popular Easter symbols, colored eggs and the Easter bunny, are pagan ones and can be traced back to Oster's spring festival. On this day, the Teutonic goddess was honored with a feast of eggs, for eggs were considered the symbol of new life. Farmers would collect wild duck eggs, then give them to their wives to color red with vegetable dye, the Saxon color for good fortune. After the eggs were colored, they were then rolled over the fields so that the eggs' contact with the soil would make the earth fertile. But a Ukrainian folktale offers a religious explanation for colored eggs at Easter time.
One day, a poor peddler went to the marketplace to sell a basket of eggs. He came upon a crowd mocking a man who staggered with a heavy cross on which he was about to be crucified. The peddler ran to his aid, leaving the basket by the roadside. When he returned, he found the eggs transformed into exquisite designs of bright colors. The man was Christ, the peddler Simon, and the eggs were to become the symbol of rebirth for all mankind.
During the Middle Ages, the Church gave eggs a ritualistic role in Easter ceremonies by forbidding them during the long fast of Lent, but then blessing them again on Easter Day in special foods, especially festive breads. Coloring eggs became a widespread occurrence throughout Europe during the Middle Ages as a springtime observance. Women would boil the eggs and then tint them with flowers, leaves, and herbs. Chocolate or candy Easter eggs began to appear in the late 1800s, as did marzipan Easter symbols, chicks, eggs in nests, baskets with eggs, ducks, and bunnies. In Poland, the decoration of Easter eggs with intricate patterns and the use of wax and dye transformed them into exquisite works of fragile art. But perhaps the most famous eggs in the world were the fine gold, enamel, and precious jewel creations of the Russian goldsmith Carl Fabergé for the Imperial Russian Court of St. Petersburg during the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Today, a large collection of Fabergé eggs owned by millionaire businessman and publisher Malcolm Forbes.
This is Christopher Forbes, the associate publisher of Forbes magazine, and want to invite you to visit the Forbes magazine galleries, where, among other things, on display is the world's largest collection of Fabergé Easter eggs. They're made out of enamel, gold, precious stones, and Fabergé created 54 of these for the last two czars, and 12 of them are on display at the Forbes magazine galleries. Probably the most famous of all the eggs is the one which Tsar Nicholas gave to Tsarina Alexandra on the Easter after their coronation. The gold shell is enameled in a brilliant yellow enamel, which was the color of the coronation robes, and set with enameled Romanov eagles and small diamonds and the Empress's monogram under a large diamond. And you open it up, and inside is a perfectly sprung miniature of the carriage she rode to her coronation in, made out of gold. It took one craftsman 15 months to make. The carriage itself is only about 3.5 inches long. That, as I say, is probably the most famous of all the eggs that Fabergé made for them. Rather touching, in a way, is the egg for 1916, which was the last egg. The emperor gave this to his mother. World War I was raging, and the shell of this egg is made out of silver rather than gold. It was the imperial family's idea of cutting back for the war effort.
When we come back, we continue our look at how the Easter traditions we know so well came to be. Stay with us.